Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're online all the time at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart along with
Rachel Martin.
And Rachel, we got to the big story of the day. Obviously, people talking about politics.
News.
A little bit about Australia, the Aborigines, the writer's strike. But you know what? There's more out there in this world. They're the stories in the ramble. It is the most romantic piece of pork in the world. This little baby piglet born less than 2 weeks ago. And the little piglet, it's so cute. It has little heart-shaped markings on its back and its side. Aww. And I don't think somebody got to it with a stencil. I don't think this is Photoshop.
No.
The pig's name is now Valentine. And he's actually from a breed called Old Spot. You've heard people talk about the spotted pigs.
Mm-hmm.
The farmer who owns this little piggy, his name's Eric Freeman, says the Old Spot pigs are known for being quiet. Now, this part is the disturbing part. And for having a much more succulent taste than most pigs.
No one is going to eat that pig. We decided.
If you name a pig Valentine, you're not eating it.
That's cruel.
That's it.
Okay.
No pets or meat on this situation.
All right. I have a story about a really tough granny. Well, I don't know actually if she's a grandma, but she could be. She's old enough to be. An 89-year-old woman was accidentally locked out of her house, and she was stuck out in the cold over the weekend. And this woman did not go to her neighbors and ask for help. She did not sit and pout. She used an axe to get back into her house. This lady is tough. Geraldine Palmer, she said a sliding glass door locked behind her on Saturday after she went out to rearrange some things on her patio. And she found herself trapped on the patio by snow that had formed this huge pile 7 feet high. And she looked around and she saw this old axe that had been used apparently only once to chop some wood. And she just grabbed that thing and she just smashed the glass in the sliding patio door. She said, I had to bang the glass 4 times with the axe before it broke, but I can't believe she had the
wherewithal
4 times.
Tell them the reason one of the reasons we wanted to do this story of all the ramble stories we could do.
There's a fun picture. You can see this lady with her axe. And I think we're going to put it on our blog. You should check it out. She's tough.
She is tough. Here's an interesting story. This one comes from Newark, New Jersey. The owner of a Burger King franchise, he had to settle a lawsuit that was filed by this kid who went to work at the Burger King, got the job at the Burger King, but showed up for his first day of work and he had hearing aids. The kid had a hearing issue since he was born. The owner of this particular franchise of Burger King fired the kid because he had hearing aids, and some of the other workers were about to testify in this lawsuit. Like, yeah, we heard him say, we don't want to have this kid around because the hearing aids, it doesn't really go along with our image. It was the 16-year-old's first job ever. But you know what? The Burger King manager of this particular franchise at the time said, oh, no, I've exceeded my hiring budget. But you had all of these other witnesses. The boy's lawyer says that he was actually hurt by the dismissal because it confirmed his fears about how other people looked at his disability. But so now they've settled out, but still made the papers. And we hope that young man, a couple years later, wish him well in the
doing
future.
Something else better. So I don't really know how you can ban a color in a country, but Saudi Arabia is trying to do it. They have instituted a ban on the color red. There shall be no red items sold in florist or gift shops because of Valentine's Day. They're saying that this is a Western holiday and that should not be celebrated in Saudi Arabia. And the whole thing has created a black market for red roses in particular. The flowers normally cost about $1.30 a piece, and they're expected to go for as much as $8 each on Valentine's Day. I guess you just can't stop the Saudis. I mean, if they want red roses, then they're going to find a way to get them. And officials from the Muslim Kingdom's Commission for the Promotion of Virtue and Prevention of Vice, that's a title,
wow,
tongueful, instruct stores to remove these items. Apparently this happens every year. They say get them out. On the night before Valentine's Day, they raid stores and seize roses, red wrapping paper, gift boxes, and teddy bears. So no Valentine's Day in Saudi Arabia.
That's the ramble. Those stories and more on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park.